Welcome to Edmonton! Number one sports betting show, come out of Pat McAfee, Corbin Bryant, Thunderdome. I am Tom Dix.
At a baby Tony.
Boom, boom. That's Bubba Gumpino. He's Canadian, saying she's a bearded wonder. Wide.
Good day, Tony.
Good day, Saya. Good day. What are you rocking today? A fucking sweet, like, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got two.
Is that like a fucking
tones?
That's like a sweet, like, fucking BP t-shirt.
It's a good tarp.
Yeah, that is a good tarp.
That's a good fucking tarp. Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
Doing well.
You're doing dude. Well?
Baseball, basketball, hockey.
Did
tomorrow.
Bruce go? Did Bruce?
And the PGA champ.
Did Bruce go undefeated in baseball last night?
I did.
Good on you, Bruce.
Yep.
Yeah, I think he did.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad. Nice night on the diamond. I said it this morning, though, like, I took the Rays and Yankees plus 1.5 on the run line. That shouldn't happen again all year.
I believe, no, the Yankees are favored. Are they?
They were first five plus a half minus 168, but they were favored.
Let me see how we did last night. I don't think it was great, to be honest with you. On this show, we'll tell you how we did the night before. I went 1-2-3-3-5. Not my best night.
4-2.
That's a good night.
It's not bad. We got burned on one in the fifth. Fucking Bieber got crushed, dude.
Silseth. You were right, Bruce.
Yeah.
Fucking Kramer was the side. Detroit Tigers was the side. That was the one we got.
Yep.
Castillo, the fuck. Hold on.
Yeah. You go against the Sox, you're on accord, my friend.
Well, we knew we pumped up.
I mean,
we pumped up Bambino Betts a little too hard yesterday, I think, on the play of the month.
I told everybody, I said, hey, when the POMs start coming out and the block is a little too hot.
Block was super hot yesterday.
And your grandma's texting you like, hey, you see Bambino Betts' tweet today? That's when you know it's time to maybe hop off
Grimes
the wagon.
Grimes texted you about Bambino yesterday?
No, she didn't, but just figuratively.
I can't remember. What do we call Grimes again?
Parma.
Parma, thank you.
Parma. Shout out, Parma. Birthday coming up.
Love you, Parma. Miss you, Parma.
But yeah, once the block gets too hot, you got to cool off on the Bambino trail. But, you know, once he loses the POM, he had three plays today, so it felt like a bit of a
chase.
Yeah,
I've never seen Bambino really fucking let that many eat in a day.
I didn't see what they were today. I'm excited to hear
a bit of a chase.
Ray.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Ray's
I hate it. Drop one more than one.
What, we had a push with the Cards and Brewers. Rangers. Dane Dunning is just, I mean, he's an automatic W, baby. Fucking every time. Cubs, I'm done. Fucking done with him. Can't do it anymore.
I
Smiley on the bump
it,
today.
Dude, I said it, and I still fucking bet on them, dude.
Yeah, and Lance Lynn fucking shoved it down your throat, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I actually kind of liked watching them actually play baseball.
Well, yeah, it was nice, but we do have some baseball today. We have some...
Man City 2-0, god damn it.
PGA Championship. Holland was flying around, I heard.
Yeah.
We got the second.
Is that a fucking fly?
Loading.
Fucking Suarez.
It says TBD on the app that I use.
Oh,
Silva.
Still seeing here.
Bernardo Silva netted the first.
Bruce, Bruce Linus?
Feel like.
We might be getting a VAR wave off scenario.
No, fucking Bernardo Silva with two. Ew.
Ew.
Christ.
So we are going to have Man City.
City and Inter.
Yeah.
City loses to Inter in the Champions League final after already being done in by Chelsea.
Yeah. So we will get to MLB today. We will do PGA Championship in about 10-ish with David. Dave.
With the junk. With America's favorite junkie.
America's favorite junkie.
Yep.
Oh,
I wonder if he's doing okay now that the Cracker out of the playoffs.
Is he a Kraken fan?
I would assume so. He's a junkie after all.
True. Fucking well played, my friend. You are just on fire.
Thank you.
I didn't know that you and DJ Khaled wore the same fucking clothing brand either. I just saw that in a video. That's pretty cool.
Kith?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do enjoy Kith.
You guys are sweet.
They just dropped their summer collection trailer. The vibes are so hot.
Before that, though, let's get to playoffs. Last night, we had a push, we had a win, we had a loss, depending on where you got it.
Yeah, if you thought the game was on Monday and you jumped on the Lakers plus 5.5, you did end up losing there.
Or if you were on the Nuggets minus 5.5 there. Yesterday, I got them at 6, so it was a push for me.
Yeah.
5.5 was good. 5.5 hit. Minus 5.5.
No, no, I know, but I took him at 6 yesterday.
Oh. So you pushed.
So I pushed.
Austin Reeves had like 4 or 5 threes.
So yeah, 5 of 9, I believe.
Yep.
LeBron had 26.
Yep. Barely. He was stuck at 22 for what felt like 2 hours of my life last night.
Watching last night, fucking, I mean, Joker's a dog.
Unbelievable.
Jamal Murray makes shots. I mean, once again, hey, talked about it yesterday. Tell you what, there might have been some adjustment period to the altitude. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I mean,
the Lakers shot, what, 66% in the second half?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That was the best second half the Lakers have ever put together offensively. So
offensively, AD played great.
Defense evaporated out there.
Evaporated.
Like the Nuggets weren't playing defense. The Lakers were barely playing defense.
The Nuggets came out the gate playing defense, getting rebounds. The Lakers were out-rebounded 20-3.
Boardman got paid.
What do you think about your boy KCP's comments after the game, Matt?
About LeBron and... honestly, I liked it because he was like... He just said, basically, what's the difference between LeBron and Joker? LeBron jumps higher, and I just thought it was hilarious.
It was lighthearted. I thought it was fun.
He won a championship with LeBron. Like, I love KCP. This Denver team is really good. Aaron Gordon's not going to – I mean, Aaron Gordon game, like, all right, cool, nice. You had 12 points and, like, 16 fucking boards in the first half.
I think
he is jock.
Would they have six guys in double digits?
They're really deep.
At least every single starter had 15 is what I
think. And then Bruce Brown had,
like,
17.
Yeah, and maybe the dunk of the year.
So they're getting scoring from a lot of places.
It is crazy that the Lakers comeback was fueled in part by switching AD off of Jokic to go with Rui Hachimura on him.
It was kind of weird because I thought AD was the...
Yeah. I mean, I said it into this microphone. I was told.
They doubled.
But I feel...
From the start.
Like I was told...
That AD would be able to.
He was like the best defender in the game.
You were. But they didn't really give him a chance. They fucking doubled Jokic from the start, and then which is tough to do.
And part of the problem was getting out rebounded with AD focused on Joker.
Yeah.
That one shot Joker hit. Then Jamal Murray hit the same fucking shit, dude.
Yeah. End of the third. I mean, the Joker won.
Fucking Michael. This is the shot that really haunts me. Is the Michael Porter Jr. fucking corner three falling back in the fourth quarter, like beginning of the fourth quarter? That's when I was like, okay, we're getting boat raced. I almost turned the game off.
It was the Jeff Green.
I wouldn't feel terrible if I was the Lakers about that.
No, encouraging loss.
But they had a chance to tie it at the end.
It was there.
It was always there.
It was right there.
Always there.
LeBron just bricks the shit out of it.
Le brick.
And then Wembanyama's going to be a fucking Spur.
Yeah.
I mean, that was written.
Wemby!
Yeah, I thought maybe Charlotte, when it once it got down to three, because playing with LaMelo would be
imagine cool. Imagine if Chicago got him and Bedard, same.
Connor Bedard.
That would be crazy. I was just selfishly rooting for the Pacers. Even though that would be bad for the Knicks.
Did they have a chance?
Yes.
Yeah. They had like a 20% chance or something.
Well, the highest was 14, I think. No,
you get it.
They had like, they basically got slotted. They got slotted at 7. They were slotted at like 7. 7-8.
What pick did they get?
They got 7.
Pistons got 5. That sucks for them.
Mavericks got 10, so the tanking paid off.
Yeah, it really did it?
Well, it actually did, though, because they're protected 1 through 10,
Fuck. Okay.
Tonight.
What do we got? 8?
8.5.
We got 8.5.
Why am I going early? Why am I going early on these games? Yes, I'm on the 8.
All right. I'm taking the 8.5. I got the 6.5 last night when it ended.
Let me see here.
No, it's 8. It's back to 8.
I have 8.5 right here. I'm taking that. I mean, 8.5 is just way too.
Let's be honest, boys. Okay, let me tell you something. Okay, some books it's 8. Some books it's 8.5.
Find 8.5.
You go out to whatever book you want. You find the best line you can.
Yep, shop them all.
Shop them all. That's gambling.
I have been enjoying partially because of like the spin the wheel promo. The Hard Rock a bit is nice. At MGM's.
You love Seminole. The hard rock.
What about I do Seminole? The Hard Rock. I think Seminole and the Hard Rock are one and the same, Tony.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That one's fun as shit. Actually.
Yeah. I believe it's the Hard Rock down in Fort Lauderdale, which is.
Yep. DraftKings. I still can't play.
How come?
I joined Draft Street way back in the day
Is that fantasy?
So Draft Street was a daily fantasy company that DraftKings acquired. I had an account on both, and basically ever since then, they've claimed that I have multiple accounts and I'm trying to hack into the DraftKings Ethernet.
I'll get you.
I will get you.
Okay. So wait, what are you guys on? You guys were talking about stuff. I didn't know what you were talking about.
I'm on the Heat plus the 8. I just think it's too many. The Heat have been disrespected. I'm also on Max Strus over 11.5 points. I believe I got it -130. He started 2 games against the Celtics this year, scored 13 and 23. I do believe he has cemented himself into the starting rotation, finding success against the Knicks. I think he goes over the 11.5 tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, I just like Miami plus the 8 just because I think 8 is way too many points. 8.5.
Give me a...
Get it out.
I'm feeling a under 211.5.
Like that. Lay the 8 with the Celtics.
It's a big lay.
I mean, it's the first thing I've heard positive about the Heat since that Knicks series ended.
Yeah, and I mean, to the other side of that... just go out, and if you're laying the Celtics, go and find a book that has them at -6 because don't hit them at 6.5.
Actually, Caesars got it at 212. I'll take under 212.
212. I mean, that was a dead over last night, too. What we say it was 222? We said that was high.
Yeah, it hit with 9 minutes left.
Yeah, they were playing some offense, okay? There was...
Right.
And Joker shot over 70%. I don't know if that can keep up or not, but
feels like it might, dude.
We'll fucking see. All right, so that's what we're doing tonight in the NBA. Switching gears tomorrow morning.
Gears are switching.
Gear. This guy.
Whoa!
You said it, man.
Guy's on top of it. Tomorrow, first tee times go off. PGA Championship at Oak Hill in Rochester, New York.
Whoa!
I did end up finding a hat, so. Fuck you, PGA, for tweeting that.
Hell yeah.
They were sold out.
This man's going to have an acorn on his head.
Yeah, I am, okay? I went to New Era. They didn't have them. Looked around. I found one, okay, PGA? Can't stop me from buying a hat.
Speaking of hats,
is Mr. Is America's favorite junkie wearing a hat? Is America's favorite crackhead wearing a hat? I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. Just because the junkies. Bruce made a joke earlier. You were watching.
Yep.
Mr. Dave Barnett from Four Junkies.
What's up, boys? I did make sure to clean off the white stuff under my nose right before I came.
Atta baby.
Sheesh.
Atta baby. How we doing?
Good, man. You like my hat, by the way?
I do. I fucking.
That thing is sweet.
It's a sweet hat.
Wait, I thought you were going to Rochester with Bruce. I thought we were doing a golf trip.
No, dude, Bruce completely big-timed me.
Whoa!
That's not true, dude.
Bruce. That's classic.
That's Bruce. Not true.
Classic Bruce, dude.
He just wouldn't call back. He wouldn't call back.
So. Bruce!
Well, you never called me.
Get used to it, dude. Does it to everybody. Does it to everybody.
I don't big-time anyone.
Oh, yeah.
This is a bunch of malarkey.
Boys.
Classic.
Sometimes life gets in the way.
Oh, there it is.
I mean, I hear you, Bruce. I was down. I got 3 kids and a wife. Like, what are we?
Yeah, you can't go to Rochester.
this is true.
Okay, let's talk a little golf.
Hold on, boys. Congratulations, Bob.
Thank you.
Like, fucking yes.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Congrats to you, too. I saw you this week, PGA.com.
Yeah, thanks, man. We're going to be doing that the rest of the year. So, shout out.
Everyone doing big things. I love it. I appreciate it. So I heard a rumor.
No.
I heard a rumor. Are people really saying that this is going to play like a U.S. Open course as far as toughness? Or how? What are the words? How are we feeling about that? Because I see the tournament winning score is -8, -9, which is not a super low score, which, I mean, U.S. Open rarely gets to that. Sometimes gets around there. But how do we feel about the course and the toughness that we are hearing about?
There's a couple things that have kind of changed throughout the week. One of them is this, like, earlier in the week, it was getting all these wing foot comparisons, and I've still seen some of that. Like, we've still, all the press conferences, there's been some guys to say that. There's been some caddies saying that. And maybe there's parts of it that are a little wing foot light, but it seems like this is going to be a little easier than a typical U.S. Open, but I still don't know that it's going to get to 10 under. I texted with a player yesterday, and he was like, dude, if this thing gets to 10 under, I am screwed. Like, there's no way I'm making the cut.
All right, Joel. We get it, dude.
It wasn't Joel. It was not Joel. It was another player. So I think it's going to be in that like 6 to 9. I think it's like that 8 to 9 spot for sure. I feel like we do this a lot with some of these majors, is like we all freak out about how hard it is. And then these guys show us that they're really freaking good at this. Uh-huh. And somebody goes out and does something. But I think it's what I'm hearing today from a lot of the players is that it's going to play very fair and that it actually could suit a lot of different styles. I mean, of course, distance is always an advantage. If you're having to hack something out of the rough, that's going to be an advantage. I think it just ultimately boils down to, since these fairways are actually firm, which I love to see in any golf tournament, but especially a major, the short hitters are now kind of back in play. The shorter hitters, right, or the average hitters are back in play because the ball's running. Who was it? We talked to you guys know JJ Killeen, the West Texas driving range pro on Twitter. He's really funny. JJ is playing as part of the PGA of America deal.
Oh, I like
that. He goes, dude, he said, I hit one yesterday on a par 4 and the creek run out is like to 380. And I was like 20 yards in front of the creek and I don't hit the ball 360 yards.
So he's basically 10 cup.
Yeah, he's 10 cup. He's got all the contraptions hanging off of him. I'm saying that to say, like, we're going to see some rollout. Ultimately, I think Oak Hill's going to come down to who drives it long and straight, not one or the other. Who obviously hits the mid irons well, controls the distances into these Donald Ross greens, because when they start putting back pins on these things with these back to front slopes, if you are long to a back pin, you are fucking done. Like, some of these runoffs are like closely, mown areas that might go down 30 to 50 yards away from the hole. So now you're 30 to 50 yards away, chipping back up to an elevated green on a back pin. Like, you're going to be screwed. So distance control with irons, and then just short game, right? It's going to be cold. It's going to be rainy. It's going to be windy some of these days.
We got the bent grass. We got the bent grass.
Yep.
All right. So are we at the point yet, or when will we get to the point where it's, remember when they used to be like, who are you taking this weekend, Tiger versus the field? Are we at a point where it's Rahm and Scoot versus the field?
I mean, yeah, I guess it kind of feels that way. Although, like, we have seen the PGA Championship as one of those majors that random first-time major winners or just random.
Did JT win last year?
Who? JT won last year.
Was this the one where Mito blew it?
Yes.
Okay.
I was just about to say, like, Mito was one bad decision away from being a 150-1 PGA champion winner.
Yeah.
Like, if he just doesn't hit driver, he's our PGA champion at 150-1. Mm-hmm. So, like, it can, with the variance here, right? Like, you get in a bad bunker. Some of these bunkers we're hearing, obviously, they're really high. You might have to come out sideways. You get a bad line of bunker. You get a bad line of rough. You fly a back right pin a yard further, and it rolls off the back, and now you make double. Like, some of these studs could easily bring somebody else up into the top of the leaderboard. So there is a little bit of variance to embrace. So, I mean, like, my big balls betting card came out earlier, and I got a couple of 300-1 bombs on there. So, you know what I mean? Like, it could happen. So I'm going with Rahm, though. I'm taking Rahm over Scheffler. I don't know how Bruce feels about that. I know he's...
Tell him about your bet, Bruce. Tell him about the bet.
Yeah, so I locked in Scotty top 10, -115, essentially just after the PGA Tour tweeted that his worst finish was tied for 12th since, I think, October of 2022.
Should I cash
that out?
What? No. He's going to be fine. Like, I don't know what... obviously, it comes down to a putter for Scotty, right? We just got to see some putts drop. But it's not like, with winning scores 8, 9 under, 7 under, you don't have to make everything. And we know his short game is world class. So I think the short game is where he has a slight edge over Rom. I think tee to green, those guys are right neck and neck. Rom maybe has an edge with the putter, but I think they're both fine.
Let me give you three names in that second tier who I kind of like, and see if you like any or say, hey, Tone, you're a fucking idiot. Xander, Finau, and Cantlay.
The only one I have is Finau.
Okay. Boom.
Cantlay is probably the name on the board that I am scared shitless that I don't have any exposure to.
Okay.
But you guys know how it is. Like at a major, you can't play them all. You can't bet them all. You can't have exposure at all. Yep. You got to like plant your flags, live with it, and be done. Cantlay is the last guy off my list, and it scares me to death. I'm just going to keep crossing my fingers that he doesn't close the door on his first major this week. Xander, I feel like Xander is a little bit of a – is he kind of a beta? Like, I don't
– Whoa.
Can Xander close the door? You know what I mean? Like, all the talent in the world, really high floor.
No. Is Xander going to close the door? If he does win a major, I feel like it'll be, in the clubhouse watching somebody double bogey on 18, sure. And it's like, oh, Xander Schauffele won a major.
Great call there, yeah. Or he'll get a really great wave advantage, run out in front of everybody and just keep it. Yeah. I don't know. So from an outright standpoint, I just don't love it. If you're betting those guys top 10, top 20, sure.
Okay.
I mean, they're both – there's no – I have no issue with either player.
Okay.
Finau is on my card. I love Finau, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah. He killed me at the Masters. We talked about him heavily on this show at the Masters, and but he just still has everything, dude. He has everything that he needs to win a major.
Yep, I too love Finau here. I think I am gonna have some Cantlay exposure. Honestly, I'm just worried about it. Like you said, and then you know me. When you start talking about making sure you know the pin and put it in there close, I start worrying about Matt Fitzpatrick, 34-1 with all of his little notes, knowing exactly how far he hits it.
Yep.
Do you think he figures in it all? I do a bit. I could just see it happening, especially if it's going to be a grinded out type of affair where it's not that low.
Yeah, I think so. I was actually shopping some head-to-head lines on a couple of the sharper sports books today. And I will say he's not getting any attention. He's not getting any love in the head-to-head market. So it doesn't seem like the books set the right number, or the head-to-head bettors want nothing to do with him. There's one name I do want to bring up for Gump's benefit here that the head-to-head bettors seem to love. But Fitzy's really not one of them. I do agree that when it comes to a grind-it-out kind of player, we saw what he just did at Harbor Town when we thought his irons were broken. He's got the short game. He's got plenty of distance. The off the tee worries me a little bit because he's got the distance, but he's lost a little bit of his control. We even saw that as he was closing out Harbor Town. So I want him to. He's got to hit it in the fairway to play well here. In that range, I took JT and Hovland myself, but I don't. I mean, it's hard to dislike Fitzy except for that accuracy off the tee.
Yeah, I feel like you are getting JT at a pretty decent number these days.
For sure. I'm seeing Jason Day get a ton of love. Obviously, he just won at the AT&T Byron Nelson. Do you see it? I always struggle with seeing it with Jason Day.
Did you see what he said today at his press conference?
No.
Was it what Rory said? I don't care if I never win ever again.
Yes, he's not even playing a warm-up round.
Yeah, Rory, Day's not even played the course. Not gonna play the course.
He's just walking out there. That's all he's got.
I respect it. Maybe he doesn't.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
Is this not a course for Corey Connors here?
Gump, you read my freaking mind. Guess who the head-to-head bettors pounded today?
Corey Connors. Pounded.
Let me give you some of these lines on Connors, because I looked early in the week, and Connors was a dog. Absolute dog on the sharp books. Okay, now, so he was a dog to Taylor Gooch. Now he's a -120 favorite. He was a big dog to Tommy Ladd. Now they're basically a coin flip. He was a dog to Keegan Bradley. Now he's a -121 favorite. Like somebody or a group of people have hammered Corey Connors. Yeah. I mean, when you think about just hit it straight everywhere. Like that's pretty good for Coco. I don't worry about the putter because I'm not really weighing putting very heavily. Short game around the greens is going to need to be good, but obviously Ostrog, he's got good major championship experience. So it's interesting that the head-to-head bettors pounded him today.
Oh, there's a couple of non-Americans, okay?
Okay.
That I want to talk to you about.
Yeah.
That I have on my sheet here, potentially. You know, I don't make any bets until I talk to you, so.
Sweet.
Fucking old Ricky Hatton, Tyrrell Hatton.
Is he going to get too frustrated?
Tommy Fleetwood.
Where do you think?
He's 46 on FanDuel right now.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting close. I agree with what Bruce just said. Like, the concern is he has the game for a grinder. He's an Englishman, right? Like, aren't you guys supposed to be really good in the cold, shitty conditions? But he gets mad at everything. Like, I don't. Yeah. And I definitely
he won't be calling it fair after the round, tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, I just want that even keeled, you know, mentality. So, I mean, that worries me a little bit. Who's the other one you said?
Tommy Fleetwood.
Oh, I'm all over Tommy. He's on the Big Balls betting card. I got him everywhere. I'm buying.
Let's talk a little bit about your Big Balls betting card that you can find. Tour_Junkies, Twitter, Instagram, and on the YouTube, correct?
Yep.
And PGA.com.
Kind of, yep.
The Tour's Junkie.
The Tour's Junkie.
Oh, I love that.
That one's free, yeah.
That one's, I'm going to use that one.
What are some other guys you like? Or you don't have to give away everything. Make sure you go to the sites, check it out. I heard 300-to-1s on there, so maybe fucking throw some names out there. So.
Well, I'll give you two. This one everybody's talking about, but he's 100-to-1. I mean, Gary Woodland is just hitting the ball too damn well right now to ignore. And, I mean, he's frustrating as all get out. Listen,
U.S. Open winner Gary Woodland?
I do mean that same Gary
Woodland. Had him a few years ago. Had him that tournament. I love it. Let's fucking go.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there may be a few Instagram videos of me really just dog cussing Gary Woodland because he's frustrated me so bad over the years, but he may be hitting it better than he's ever hit it right now.
Oh, Gary!
Not needing the putter to be hot, whatever. The next one I'll give you, and I feel like me and Bruce might be on the same wavelength on this one. My favorite live player is 110-to-1 on FanDuel, Patrick Reed.
Oh, Patty Reed. Patty Reed.
What are you lumping me into? Patty Reed?
I thought you were a Reed guy.
How about
Bruce loves Patty Reed?
He does.
Reed.
What are we doing here?
Loves him, dude.
What is this?
We're both lefty, dude. When did Lefty and Morikawa become best friends? They were just having a
Callaway, bro. They've been besties.
Listen, let me ask y'all a question. Don't look. Where did Patrick Reed finish at Augusta?
Pretty good.
Top 10. Yeah.
10, 15.
He finished fourth, and nobody knows.
I knew. We knew. I was getting scared. I saw his fucking name up there, and I hated it.
Dude, they didn't show him on the team. They showed nothing. He was a ghost.
Because it was him, Reed, Phil, or sorry, yeah, Reed, Brookie, Phil, Cookie. Brooks. They were all up there.
Yeah, I mean, I just 110-to-1 for a guy who's a major champion winner, loves tough golf courses, embraces grindy, tough conditions, great short game. Is playing well on Live right now. And I mean, we talked about it last for the Masters. I mean, obviously any Live guy, all the Live guys want to be the first one to win a major, but I bet none of them want to be the one to win it more than P. Reed.
Hold on.
I mean, I just don't.
Hold on. So I was watching the event last week when DJ and Calm were tied and then Buffy the Vampire Slayer came on. So I couldn't see the end. Is it
the old one with Sarah Michelle Gellar? She's a dime.
Oh, so Brooks won the event going into the Masters. DJ and Cam were playing well coming into this. Is there any talk of those boys?
Yeah, I mean, I've been seeing some chatter. DJ got some love too. And that, speaking of the head to head market, I saw some.
How'd he hurt his back? I saw something, but I wasn't sure what he.
Thank you.
About DJ's back?
Yeah, yeah.
He fell down the steps again?
I think that was actually in reference to that Masters where he fell down the steps.
Okay. Yeah, we all know the real story.
Yeah.
We don't need to go there.
Back to the booger sugar under my nose. I don't have either one of those guys. DJ just, I'm just still not yet. I feel like that's kind of a, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of fool's gold right now for DJ.
Talk to me about
Lefty not live.
Yeah, I think Lefty's live, 160-to-1.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, dude, at 160-to-1, I mean, yeah, I guess.
You see how good he looked in that suit, dude?
Pop those thumbs up, baby.
Didn't he look good? I mean, that's a
fucking Tracy McGrady pants on. He looked unbelievable.
That's a reach, Gump. I don't know about that. He looks, He looked kind of, he looked like a pallbearer, and he had
this fucking Grim Reaper. Dog.
Go ahead, sorry.
I do have one like kind of fun bet that I think would be fun for everybody to pull
for. Fun bet.
It's on FanDuel. I love it. Do you guys remember what Thorbjørn Olesen got in trouble for a year or so ago? So Thorbjørn is like staple on the DP World Tour. He's been a part of, I think, a couple of Ryder Cups.
Wasn't he up there in the couples event a few weeks ago?
Was he? He may have been. But he got suspended by the DP World Tour because he was on an airplane and like whipped out his wiener and started pissing on the airplane.
Thorberg.
Jeez. Yeah.
Can't happen.
What happened last?
Too many pale ales.
Thorberg.
In the terminal.
His name, Thorbjørn, means thunder bear. And now we call him piss bear because he's just slinging it around everywhere. The dude, since he got back on tour, has been balling out. No pun intended.
Thorberg.
This is what he's doing. And there's a prop. There's a nationality prop on FanDuel. Top Danish player. He's a Dane. There's only three guys. Thorbjørn and the two Højgaard twins. Okay. He is +210, I think. Maybe he may have gone. He may have gotten longer. He's like +210.
Bring it home.
This is what he's done in 2023. This is what he's done on the DP World Tour. This is all the events he's played in 2023. I'm going to start in January. 20th, 16th, 4th, a win in Thailand, 6th, a 40th, and a 3rd last week in Sedal.
Pretty good.
He leads the DP World Tour in strokes gained total. He's 18th on the DP World Tour in strokes gained off the tee. He's 24th in strokes gained putting, and he's 6th in approach on the DP World Tour. Thorbjørn is coming. He's back. He feels good. He wants a Ryder Cup spot again.
Fucking go. Hey, you don't have to sell me anymore. I'm in.
Okay, he's got all this major
experience. One in Thailand, you said?
Yeah, soon as you told me the honey bear was coming, I was ready, okay?
The piss bear.
Yeah. Piss bear,
yeah. Wait, what fucking country is this guy from?
Fucking, he's a
Dane.
Top Danish player.
All right, let's go.
Uh-huh. +175, top
Danish. Did I just get Mitt excited about a golf
game? Yeah,
yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah, you did. Let me ask you about wrists.
Mm.
How is it?
We might get some more info tonight. I can pass along to you, but I haven't seen anything other than what's been put up on social. And it looks like, I know yesterday he had a full warm up on the range.
We're talking about Jordo, by the way, for people that don't
know. Rom. Yeah. Talking about Jordan. Then he played a full 9 holes with Rom. I haven't heard about what he did today. Again, I don't know if I don't think I said this on the show, or maybe I did say this on your show at the Wells Fargo. When I talked about there was rumor that he didn't want to play the Wells Fargo, Wells Fargo. Yeah. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
And then he backs out of the Byron with a wrist injury from his, massive sponsor AT&T.
He's got kinetic tape on there and real tape. It's hurt.
Okay. I don't know.
He's fine. Dr. Chow, a pro football doctor, he said that he doubts it.
Doubts that he's fine.
Yeah.
We've had him on.
He doubts that he's hurt.
We've had him on the show. Not this show. That show.
He doubts that Jordan's hurt, or
no? He doubts that he can complete the career Grand Slam with his wrist injury.
Now this is Dr. David Chow. Okay.
Well,
does he know golf injuries like he knows football injuries?
Oh yeah,
I would assume so. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't have a lot of them right now, but the more his number keeps sliding, the more. I mean, it's very tempting. Like, what is he now to win?
Jordo,
he's 36-1.
Yeah. Anything else? Any other fucking big ball knowledge you want to give us on the way out of here?
I don't think so, boys.
All right.
Good to be back on, and congratulations to you guys.
Thank you. Congratulations to you as well. Find all their stuff at Tour Junkies YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Anywhere else? TourJunkies.com.
Yeah, wherever you listen to podcasts, all that good stuff. Thanks, man.
All that great
stuff. Hell yeah. Thank you.
The best knowledge from any junkie on earth.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
For sure.
Because sometimes junkies don't have the best knowledge.
Absolutely not. But we do.
You do.
We did. We got it.
Hell yeah.
All right. Hey, you have a great weekend. Lads. See you, buddy. See you next week.
See you.
See you next week. As I say, next week. I don't know if there's, probably a shit tournament next week. I don't know. Maybe they're following it with another elevated. All right. So I am going to sprinkle some Tony Finau, some Cantlay, some Hatton, some Fleetwood, Gary Woodland for sure, top Dane Thorberg, Corey Connors in his matchups.
Corey Connors, I like. I think Corey Connors got a good shot here.
What else? Yeah, Tony, we're kind of in stride here. I love when we I too am playing Cantlie, Finau, and then I'm throwing Matt Fitzpatrick in.
Oh, yeah, I had Matty.
They're
it's all like we're always on Finau, doesn't it?
Yeah, but
everybody is. Everybody just wants him to win a major. He's the people's golfer in that sense.
He kind of talked me off Xander. I do like Xander this week, but
no, no, no.
Jason Day to not make the cut.
Whoa. Oh.
That seems I mean Jason Day has been playing great and it could be a bit of gamesmanship. They're actually doing like a tourney special. My thing's doing that thing where the active only loads like two bets, you know.
I fucking hate that.
They're doing a tourney special profit boost, and I actually did Finau and Jason Day to both finish top five. That's 50 to win 1.7. So I do have some J Day exposure there. I obviously did that prior to listening. Okay. And then, yeah, top Dane. That top Dane is the one we need.
That is the fucking one we need.
And Scottie Scheffler, top 10.
And Scoot.
And the Dallas Stars to win the Stanley Cup.
Oh, boy.
The Dallas Stars win the series.
Oh, fuck. All right, let's do baseball. I'm already losing one.
Shall we? What are you losing?
I had the Phillies first five. They're down 3-0 in the first.
I'm on the Dodgers, and they're tied 1-1. Ooh. In the bottom of the fourth.
I'm also on, let's see. Where
is it? The Giants keep getting plus a half at home.
They do, don't they?
Yeah.
They fucking.
I don't hate it.
They do, don't they?
Okay, don't hate it.
Oh, that one's good. I had the under 4.5 first five Dodgers and Twins. Good pitching matchup going on there today. Oakland, Arizona, nothing. Colorado. All right, 4:10, about to first pitch. KC in San Diego, Carlos Hernandez versus you. It was just too much, too big for you. I mean, you've been good, so I'm out.
Yeah, I'm nothing.
First two pitches were strikes.
Nice. Griffin Cannon goes against Kyle Bradish, Baltimore and LA. I've been wrong. I was right on the first game, wrong last night with the Angels again. I don't want to be wrong tonight. I'm going to stay away.
Come on, jump on the O's. Orioles first five money line.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm back on the O's. Canning stinks. Bradish pretty good.
I agree. Bradish is
and
better.
The Orioles bullpen lightly used in the 7-3 win yesterday. They should be firing on all cylinders.
Okay. Mackenzie Gore for the Nats goes against Eddie Cabrera.
No. There we go.
No.
Nothing. Nats first five plus a half, baby.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Let's
I'm
go, Gum.
First Nats bet of the year. Here Let's we go.
They won't let you down. They might, though. They might.
They just might.
Gary Cole and Bassett. Thought about it. I thought about it. I'm not going to do it.
Yankees minus 120 first five is way too short. Way too short.
Bruce, I assume you're on your beloved Yanks.
I'm actually sitting it out tonight. Like I mentioned at the top of the show, they were plus a half this morning. They're now minus a half. Yeah, I don't know if I buy the sweep here.
Yeah, I almost
hold the fuck.
I almost took
hold the fuck.
I almost
we're not betting Toronto. Garrett Cole against Bassett.
Yeah. Bassett's in better form than Garrett Cole.
Gary's roto yard.
The Yankees are hitting better than the Blue Jays. I'll be rooting for them, but they didn't make the cod. Dude.
I almost went against your Sox again tonight with Marco, but I decided to stay away.
Yeah, Bello's a dog. I like him. Red Sox first five money line.
Tampa and New York, you got Josh Fleming going against fucking Cody Sanga. I don't know if that's how you
say it. Rays first five plus a half. Half two.
Yeah, I didn't see the first five plus a half this morning, so I'm on the plus 1.5 minus 190, which obviously is rich. I was looking for that plus a half, but that's where I am there. It is crazy that they're plus 1.5 at all.
It is. Milwaukee's at St. Louis still. Corbin Burns goes against fucking Matthew Liberatore. I believe it's his first start in the bigs this year. He was up last year. I'll take I am on Corbin minus 125 first five money line.
That is the side.
Okay. I like when you say that. Spencer Strider versus Valdi. Both have been fucking lights out. Normally it'd be an underspot for me, but both teams hit too. So I'll just, you know, put my feet up, Mayo, watch this one.
Give me Evaldi and the Rangers first five plus a half.
Ooh.
Okay. That's more, that's a, like a, whichever the dog is situation.
Yeah, Baldy's just been so freaking good, man.
Smiley's been great for the Cubs, but I'm going to stay away because I can't bet the Cubs until further notice. But J.P. France has been good, too, in his first two starts for Houston, I believe.
What are the Astros' first five? Yeah, Astros' first five money line.
Okay. And then I don't know if any got Peyton Battenfield versus Clevinger in the last one, Cleveland and Chicago. I'm good. Oh, let's go. Fucking Dick Hill got an 8-0 fucking win today.
Sure did. I actually faded them. Boom! Hand up.
Boom, 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 boom.
Fucking Erod been dealing for the Tigers, too.
Yeah, what happened?
All right. Erod'll fuck around and lay an egg every once in a while.
Any footy tomorrow?
No, but I got a treat tonight.
MLS?
Yeah.
I knew it.
Ooh.
I got Atlanta money line at home against Colorado. Toronto draw no bet at home against New York. Nashville money line at home against Miami. Portland double chance at Real Salt Lake. And then a money line parlay LAFC and Seattle plus 125.
Okay. Good luck in basketball tonight, boys.
Thank you.
Oh, tomorrow Europa League.
Yeah.
You lied to me. Sevilla to advance against Juventus.
Made me look like an asshole.
And then Roma double chance against Leverkusen fucking Mourinho.
Okay. Good luck on those tomorrow. Good luck on MLS tonight. Good luck on NBA tonight.
Thank you.
Good luck on baseball tonight.
Thank you.
Good luck on PGA this weekend.
Thank you. Good luck to the golfers.
Tomorrow we talk hockey.
We're talking hockey.
We're golf. We talk some more baseball.
Tonight at 8 o'clock and also tomorrow. We talk some more footy. 8 o'clock, youtube.com.
Tonight, hockey talk, youtube.com/that's hockey talk.
That's hockey talk.
Nailed it.
Forgot it was Wednesday. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Da. Da.